The Glass-Steagall Act of 1933 was meant to end speculation on the part of banks by putting a firewall between deposits and stock trading. But by the Clinton administration, the overwhelming consensus on Capitol Hill was that it wasn't necessary anymore, much to the delight of big banks. But then, in October, Trump said this.
It's time for a 21st century Glass-Steagall.
Why would Trump, the arch foe of regulation, support more regulation? Francis Creighton, a lobbyist at the Financial Services Roundtable, says the plan was little more than populist red meat for the anti-establishment masses.
So when people say that they want to reinstate Glass-Steagall, I think they're really talking about something else. They're really talking about breaking up the big banks.
After the risky bets by big banks sparked the financial crisis, both liberals and conservatives alike wanted justice.
He's saying to people that are conservative that I, too, am worried about this problem of private profit but public risk.
For the record, Creighton and many establishment Republicans oppose a 21st century Glass-Steagall. Peter Wallison is a scholar at the American Enterprise Institute and former Treasury official under Ronald Reagan.
You would create tremendous turmoil in the financial system if you proposed to break up all of the organizations that have been formed as a result of the eliminations of Glass-Steagall.
Wallison says this has been mainstream thinking for Republicans since at least the 1980s. So this makes Trump's Glass-Steagall riddle not just political rhetoric, but empty political rhetoric. Unless you consider a more radical idea. Trump and fellow Republicans have already said that they plan to dismantle Dodd-Frank. That's the post-recession law that overhauled the financial system. What if bringing back Glass-Steagall was really a simple slash-and-burn way to get rid of Dodd-Frank? Jennifer Taub is a professor of market regulation at Vermont Law School.
And let me give you a specific example. You know, one part of Dodd-Frank is the so-called Volcker Rule, and the Volcker Rule is kind of like a Glass-Steagall light. So something like the Volcker Rule would no longer be necessary if we reinstated Glass-Steagall.
Maybe, but bank lobbyist Francis Creighton doesn't expect anything radical from President-elect Trump.
You know, it's a very different operation to be the President of the United States than being a candidate. And he knows that, and he's smart enough to understand that, and smart enough to understand that when he speaks, the entire world listens.
Creighton says even if Trump does have ideas, rhetorical or radical, they will likely be filtered through numerous aides and well-established congressional Republicans. Charles Lane, WSHU News.